You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon. Baka hindi kayanan ng stage eh. I'm glad to be here. This is my first time here, and I heard many good reports about the 4 p.m. service. Tama ba yon? Okay. Listen. At least sa harap, okay? But I'm happy to be here, and I'm really excited about, you know, all the things that God is doing in our church, the growth that's happening, and really everything that God is orchestrating in our lives. And my family and I being able to come back to Green Hills is just really exciting. And I, the last time I was here in 2007, before I moved to another Victory Church, I had 3 children, and today God has blessed me. We're now 5. That's my wife, and with Daniel, who's sitting there in the front, he's 11. Ian, who's 8. Luke, who's 7. Sabrina, who's 5. And Andrew, my baby, is 3 years old. And so they're all in kids' church. The 4 of them are there, and my son is here. And I'm really encouraged at the 2 o'clock service, which is my normal service. We had a young man, CJ, that shared for the tithes and offerings. And today, I'm really encouraged by Diane, by her vision. Actually, you see CJ, when he was sharing about the tithes and offering, he had a vision that one day he'll be able to start working. And once he starts working, he wanted to be a blessing to his family. And that's just what we're trying to build here in this church. It's not just about one generation, but for us getting the Spirit of God, whatever God is putting in our lives, and truly being a blessing to somebody else. And today, this morning, we had a busy day today, because yesterday and today we had a Victory weekend, and we had over 60 participants. And just this afternoon in the storm, madali lang yung baptism dahil basa-basa na sila. And so we had over 60 people being baptized this afternoon, right when we were having services here. And so that was really exciting, and just God deserves praise for that. Okay. And we're excited about the passion that these men and women were able to get. And we were challenging them earlier that the next Victory weekend, the meron na silang kasama. And as Pastor Larry was saying, Pastor Dennis is in Macau right now, okay, being a blessing to our church there. And I truly admire Pastor Dennis. I mean, he is much younger than me, but with the vision that he has for this church and for all of us is truly something that's birthed by God. And he's someone that I truly look up to. I mean, even as a younger man, I look up to him for his leadership and the gifts that God has placed in his life. And I truly appreciate him. And I'm sure you do as well. Tama? That's how you show your appreciation to your pastor? Yes! Okay? Palakpakan naman natin ng pastor natin, di ba? And the video is on to see who we're not clapping. Okay? So, mahalata kayo. So, in the last few weeks, we've been talking about the grace of God and how it can affect different areas of our lives. And there should be a proof. As Christians, there should be a proof of the grace effect in our lives. And that was true in receiving the fullness that we have in Christ. 2 weeks ago, about us being able to live in purity. Now, it's the grace of God that will allow us, as God has made us holy and righteous, that we can continue in that by His grace. And last week, we talked about how it can reflect in us being productive and being fruitful in our work. But today, what we're going to talk about is something that it's not meant to scare you, but it's meant to stir you up. That in the area of the grace of God in terms of giving, God can make us generous people. And that's His intention, that because of the grace of God in our lives and the abundance that we were able to receive from Him, it can be passed on to others. And that's the way we can attract others to what Christianity is all about. It's not about religion or anything like that. It's about our relationship with God. And because of that connection that we have with Christ and the blessings that we receive from Him, then we can act that way towards others. And that's what my challenge is. Don't worry, I am not going to make an extra offering collection later on. Okay, this is not meant to stir you up so that you'll give more. Okay, I do hope that you give more, but not necessarily to the church. You can be a blessing to others and invite people. And that's the whole challenge. And so that's what the whole challenge of this whole series is, to us to be able to see the proof of God's grace in our lives. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 24, so give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you to these men. So let's show that proof to the church. Na makikita, when we come out of here, they'll say there's something different about someone who's in Victory Green Hills, that they're very generous. Okay? It could be in your work, it could be in your school, it could be in the place where you will have dinner tonight. Okay? That we can show the grace of God, how it has transformed us in such a way that we can truly be generous to those that we meet. Gusto niyo ba yon? Sabi sa akin ni Pastor Dennis, 4 o'clock daw, they always react. Whatever you ask them a question, they'll raise their hands, they'll say this. Totoo ba yon? Okay, very good. I feel so at home. Okay? So in reverence to the reading of God's Word, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to ask you to stand as we read God's Word. And we're going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, starting in verse 1. And my encouragement to everyone, if you're new here, we want to welcome you. I'm new here. I want to welcome myself. But if you've been coming here for a while, we can get our Bibles in electronically or hard copy. Please bring your Bible. Have an encounter with it. You want to allow your relationship with God to grow, bring your own Bible, okay? If not, it's okay. You can read along with us on the screen up behind me, okay? And to my sides. Verse 1. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty has overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. Verse 3, for they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord. Verse 4, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in your love, in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that once again we have an opportunity to encounter your word. I pray, Lord, that as we hear the preaching of your word, that you will open up our hearts and our minds so that we can receive from you. Illuminate your word, Lord, in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this afternoon, not from my own ideas or my own thoughts, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We thank you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. Pag pinag-uusapan ng giving, sometimes it's a scary subject, especially in church. And some pastors have a hard time talking about this. But when I'm talking about this, I want to talk about this. It's something that should be talked about, because we want you to experience the fullness of everything that God wants for us. And some of us, we miss out on receiving the fullness of God because we lack this grace of giving. This is true for many churches, but I know that that's not true for Green Hills. Okay, this is a very generous church. You've been challenged by your pastors in the past, and you've responded. We are in a nice facility today, duly because of your generosity. Okay, we're comfortable here. We have nice screens that we're able to experience because of your generosity, and that's true about this church. But many of us are still having a hard time in this subject. And that's why I'm here to challenge you in that. And it can be different. We can have so many different reasons. Marami tayong mga dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo nagbibigay, bakit hindi tayo nagtatithe, bakit hindi tayo nagiging as generous as we should be. And some of the reasons sometimes is we're thinking that we're in poverty or kulang tayo, nagkukulang tayo. And those are all valid reasons, but somehow intrinsically inside our hearts, we really have a hard time giving. We cry, we stomp, we get upset. That's how we react sometimes. Pag tithe na naman, offering na naman, every week na lang may offering. Ano ba yan? Building project. May building na naman tayong itatayo. Missions. Tutulong na naman tayo sa mga missionary. Ano ba yan? And we cry and we scream and we complain. Now, I hope and I'm praying that that's not our reaction. That we will be a church that will be joyful in our giving. Because we have received so much from God, there's no way for us not to respond in any other way. You know, that it was interesting, one of the children there, when she was being offered, we're going to go to the store and buy whatever candy you want. Ano yung sagot niya? But we work so hard for that. Some of us, we can't give because we think we worked hard for it. No. God blessed you with that. God blessed you with the ability to earn the money. Okay, yes, you earned it. Maybe you worked hard for it. But it's all God's grace. It's all God's blessing being poured out to us. When we see our view that way, then we can freely give. We can be generous and not complain about it. And that's my desire for all of us. If generosity is the proof of God's grace in our lives, how can this be true for us? How can this be true for me? How can it be true for my children? How can it be true for all of us? And that's what we're going to be talking about. This is interesting, the text that we read. It's talking about Macedonia. Paul was writing the Corinthian church, a cosmopolitan, rich city. And he was comparing it to Macedonia, who was going through difficulties. And in spite of their difficulty, they were generous. And so parang merong rivalry yung Macedonia and Corinthian eh. Meron silang rivalry. So sinasabi niya dun sa isa, alam mo, yun yung binigay nila. Ganito yung attitude nila nung nagbibigay sila. And so you made some promises. I hope you will push through with your promises, as he was talking to the Corinthian church. And so we're going to look at the background of Macedonian church. Ano ba yung situation that they were in? Okay? I call it the Macedonian grace. And in verse 1, as in the text that we were reading, we want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. Okay? The giving grace that they have in Macedonia was given to them. It was given. It wasn't intrinsic in them. It wasn't in them. It was a grace that God gave the Macedonian church. That's why they were generous. On their own, having the difficulties that they were facing, they would probably be as selfish. But no, this grace was given to them. There was something that they understood about God na naintindihan nila, I can be generous in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of the challenges I'm faced with. So it's not about your condition, kung mayaman ka ngayon o hindi ka mayaman. If you're generous, it was given to you. That is a gift that God gave you. It's not intrinsic in us. I know that because with our children, you see it right away. When they have a toy, it's theirs. You try to get their toy away from them, it's mine. And so I have to convince my children when they were younger, let me play with it. I'm your daddy, I bought it. Pero hindi nila mabigay because it's mine. Not realizing that it came from us, that we bought it for them to enjoy, for us to enjoy it together. And so that's something that has to be given us. It's a grace that we need to receive from him. Some people confuse it. Sinisabi na, but I'm generous naman eh. You're generous sometimes because you know you're going to get something. Who are you being generous to? Are you being generous to someone that you know will somehow pay you back? Or are you giving something to someone without expecting anything in return? Matetest mo yung motive mo pag ganon. Pag makikita mo na nagbibigay ka lang because you want to be a blessing, then that's fine. But if you're blessing people that you know has the capability to bless you more, parang maganda yung return of investment nun, ah. Then check your motive why you're doing that. Okay? So that's a grace that's given to us. We see here the condition of the Macedonian church. For in a severe test of affliction, okay, ang tindi ng dinadaanan nila, their abundance of joy, in spite of that, they were joyful. Their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. Severe affliction turns to abundant joy. Extreme poverty turns to wealth of generosity. Kung titingnan mo, that's a contradiction, di ba? It doesn't match. But somehow, that's the grace of God that was happening in their lives. That in spite of their difficulty, they were still generous. Some people say, okay, I'm going to start giving. Pastor, I'm going to start giving pag yumaman ako. If you're not giving when you're poor, you're never going to give when you're rich. Because you'll always just want more and more and more and more. That's been in the news the last few weeks about our nation. People, it's the greed that's eating them up. They want more and more and more to the point that they're getting things that's not theirs. It's not intrinsic in us. It's something we need to learn. It's something that we need to check our hearts why we're doing things. All right? So that's what we see. It may be a contradiction, but in spite of that, the grace of God moved beyond their ability, and they were able to be generous. We see here in verse 3, for they gave according to their means, as I can testify. Nagbigay sila based on kung ano yung kaya nila. And beyond their means. They gave even beyond that. Of their own accord. Namimigay daw ng kotse. Okay? I like that. It was their own free will. They did it on their own part. No one forced them. No one had to come here and collect the offering. No one had to share a verse so that you'd be stirred up. No, they said, we want to be part of that. Ano yung difference sa kanila? They gave beyond their expectations. We can read that in verse 5, but what's so different about this Macedonian church? Yeah, we know, it's the grace. Pero there's something about them, they had a different understanding of what giving means. They had an understanding that it just goes beyond that. They had a view, a Macedonian view on giving. And that's what we want to learn today. I don't know if you consider yourself generous. I don't know if you consider yourself kuripot. Whatever you are, you're in the right place because we're going to look at God's word and we're going to see how it is, what our view should be to have the right motive in being generous and for us to start stepping into that. Because that's something that God wants for us. God can't continue to bless us if our hands are like this. If our hands are like this, He can't put anything in there. But if we freely give with a joyful heart, there's more space for Him to pour out His blessings in our lives. And that's something that He's challenged His people. And we're going to see that. Okay? What is the Macedonian view of giving? In verse 4, they saw it as it was a privilege to give. They saw it as a something that they can take part in. In verse 4, it says here, begging earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. This, when I read this, this just sort of boggled my mind. Talagang nagulat ako dyan. When you think of begging, you're thinking of people asking for something. Tama? You can go to the corner of Connecticut and Ortigas. If you're driving through there, you'll see these kids that will come up. And what are they doing? They're begging. They want something from you. But here is totally different. Ito, they're begging to take part. And here, have it. Kunin mo to. Okay? They wanted to be part of that. Okay, this is totally parang revolutionary the way they're thinking. They saw it as a privilege. We want to take part. I know that the Jerusalem church, all their offering was going towards Jerusalem, who was having a hard time at this point. They said, we want to take part of that in spite of what we're experiencing. We want to take part of that and please receive our offering. Ganun yung view ng Macedonia. And recently we heard this testimony as we were preparing this. Some of our campus missionaries, Dave being one of them, Christian is another one over there. Their job basically is to go to the campuses and reach students. Okay, and they're doing a great job in that. We're focused in PUP in reaching the college students there and bringing Christ in their lives and helping them grow and to grow to become successful, fruitful Christians. Okay, and so part of one of the testimonies of one of our campus missionaries, what they're doing is the church supports them a certain percentage. But most of their support, how they can survive and eat, tinamo si Dave, dala binabless ni Lord. Okay? How they're able to feed themselves, how they can get married and all of that, it's through partnership. People, others, their Chel pala, nandyan din. Tama? Okay. Chel, okay. Nandyan din, the campus missionary. They have partners that support them so that they can do the work of the ministry. Okay, and one of our campus missionaries, merong lumapit sa kanya, can I partner with you? Sabi niya, sure. So what they're trained to do is they're supposed to make a presentation. They're supposed to present and how they can be part on what they're doing. And in the course of the interview, and they were talking to this lady, the campus staff found out na yung kausap niya, ang trabaho, yaya. Yaya nung isang member and got saved and was part of the church. And when he found out na yaya siya, parang, I can't receive her money. I'm sure may sinusuportahan yan, may sinusuportahan na pamilya, merong ano. But so the yaya na realized niya na may hesitation yung tao. Sabi niya, wait. Hindi ko na sabihin yung pangalan. O, kung sino. Sabi niya, wait. I want to take part in this. I believe in what you're doing. And I'm setting aside this money for you. And what she ended up doing was she set aside 3 months. 3 months, magkano yung sinet aside niya? 3,000. Sabi niya, I want to partner with you 1,000 a month. I don't know how much you pay your yaya, but that's a big amount. I don't know if you're a yaya or not. I'd like to have a partner that big. Okay, and after 3 months, she's the one contacting the campus minister and said, tapos na yung 3 months. Pwede bang magbigay ulit? Not only that, okay, she partners with our world missions. Okay, every nation ministries that sends missionaries, she partners in that also. Why? She said, I want to be part of what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing. What I'm doing is a privilege that I can take part in that. And I want to encourage lots of people and the church that anyone can give. Yun yung purpose niya. Nung nadinig ko yun, parang wow. That's someone who gets the gospel. That's someone who's applying the grace of God in her life. I don't know who she's supporting. I don't know. Baka mayaman naman talaga siya, di ba? Gusto lang talaga niya mag-alaga ng mga bata. At, hindi natin alam. Di ba? Or baka mamaya talagang mayaman. Baka yaya siya ni na nagbibilang ng pera, di ba? Nagnalagay sa bathtub. Okay? Baka yaya siya ganun. I don't know. But she got it. She saw it as a privilege. And so for us, it doesn't matter how much we make. If we see it as a privilege, we'll do it with a good heart, with the right motives. Okay, I won't go there anymore. Sorry. Okay. The next thing, what is the grace of giving? They give to serve others. Same verse. Okay, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. There's a love and concern for others that somehow developed in the Macedonian church. They heard that there was a need and they gave. They heard that there was someone who's another believer, the Jerusalem church. They were in need and they wanted to take part of that. We start thinking of others instead of ourselves. Why is this special? Bakit ito special na iniisip mo yung ibang tao? Because on our own, we want our own comfort. On our own, we're pretty selfish if you think about it. I want that piece of chicken every time we eat. I shared that earlier this morning with the Victory Weekend. You know, now that my kids are growing, sino sa inyo meron kayong favorite part ng chicken? Okay? That you always get. But with 5 kids, nauuna sila sa akin. And it's hard. It's hard. But God's doing a work in my life. That's my selfishness. But because I love my kids, I let them have it. I let them have it. With a joyful heart. No, I do. I'm just joking. But that's how we should see it. It's to serve others. And you know what? This church is amazing. I saw it right away in the last month. When there was a storm and there was floods happening, right away, people were texting the pastors, people were calling the office to say, how can we send our relief? Paano kami makakatulong? And then, you know, on a Sunday, the people were coming up right from the grocery, dala-dala nila yung mga cart dito, and we were distributing it to those who were in need. And that's who we are, because that's a concern for others. That's a concern for others, a love that's being developed in us. And that's what we want. You know, when I talk about this and with my children, I want to train them that way. And my wife and I, we set aside an amount every month na alam namin that that's for giving. That's for something that we want to bless. And sometimes it goes for a few weeks na wala kaming binibless. So it accumulates. And then my wife and I will talk about it. We'll pray. Who should we be blessed? Who should we bless this month or next month? And pag medyo lumaki na yung amount, parang pag lumalaki yung amount, parang ang hirap ibigay eh. Diba? So, minsan lumalagpas ng ilang buwan, so mas lumalaki siya ng konti. I mean, hindi naman to, baka sa inyo, konti lang yun. No? But sa amin, malaki. Okay? And we decided, okay, who are we gonna bless? And so she prayed, I prayed, we prayed about the amount, and we said, my wife approached me, let's bless this person who's planning to buy a house. And so we collected it, we prayed about the amount. The amount was pretty significant, at least for me. But when we decided to do that, we went and approached the family. Sabi namin, you know, this is, we appreciate your support, we appreciate your friendship, we know you're going into this house, buying in this house, and so we want to bless you with this. And we gave them the check. You know what their reaction was? Umiyak sila. Umiyak yung misis ko. Ako din, umiyak sa laki. No, there was just the love that we started feeling for each other and for that family and for us. There's a bond that happened. You know, the emotions of us giving that, I remember that even to this day. And when I see them, I see their family, and I see our kids playing, it just brings joy in my heart. It doesn't compare for the last time I bought a pair of shoes. The emotions of something that I did for myself, wala yon compared to giving and serving others. I mean, I can buy a pair of shoes. I mean, lalo na dyan sa baba, ang mura lang, di ba? But I don't remember that. I remember the joy. I remember the love when we were blessing somebody else. We don't remember when we bless ourselves, but we remember when we bless somebody else. I hope that's something that you will experience when God leads you to be generous to somebody else. Here's another thing that they saw. They give to God. This is something about the Macedonian church, and this not as we expected. This is not something that they expected from the Macedonian church, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. You know, God wants us to be His. God wants us to be His. We're thinking about 10%, 20%, 30%. It doesn't matter the percentage. You know what the truth is? God wants all of you. Not just all of you sitting here, but all of you. He doesn't just want 10%. He doesn't need your 10%. He wants your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength to be His. And if you think about what God has done for you, yung 10%, napakaliit lang nun. There's some people that have this great idea of generosity and what God has done for them, that they live off of the 10% and give 90. You can look in the internet, 10-90, and you can see people who have lived that way. Their 10% is so huge that they can live off that and be generous to other people. Christians and non-Christians are doing that. We should be the first ones. As God will bless us, we should be the ones that they should see up there, because that's the difference between us and the world. All right? So that's that. God wants all of it. And now I'm seeing, you know, some people, okay, pag nabigay ko na yung 10%, I can do whatever I want with the 90%. No. That's the wrong idea. By the will of God to us, they gave first themselves to the Lord, and by the will of God to us, everything is His. So yung 90% na tinitira niya sa'yo, you ask God, what is your will for this? Where do you want me to put this? It's not just parang kung anong gusto mong gawin. Everything is His. And as good stewards of His blessings in our lives, yeah, sure, He wants you to be blessed. Yeah, sure, He wants you to eat 5 meals a day like I do. Okay, 5. Normally 3 lang, anyway. But that's me. And Pastor Dennis and Pastor Larry. And Dave. Sorry. Di na nang damay pa, no? No, I mean, we manage the whole thing and allow God to lead us with the whole thing. It's not just the 10%. And the fact is, in the Old Testament, when the law of the tithe or 10% was given, the church or the people were actually given beyond that. It was more like 25%. And when we came to the New Testament, God was saying, we give more than that. We give whatever God has placed in our heart to give. And once He has spoken to us about a certain amount, then we give it freely. It's not no longer about 10% or 20 or whatever it is, whatever God leads you to give. And when your God is leading you, He is going to lead you in good places. Sometimes you are not able to give because we think God's going to take away everything and wala na matitira sa akin, wala. God wants you to be blessed. We have to think that. We always have to think that God wants you to be blessed. So now Paul is encouraging the Corinthians, excel in this grace of giving. Sabi niya, accordingly we urge you, Titus, that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and all earnestness, he was commending the church. He was commending them, ang galing nyo. Yung faith nyo, nakaka-encourage. Yung speech nyo, ang galing nyo magsalita. Yung knowledge nyo, it's amazing what God has placed in your heart. And your zeal and your earnestness in wanting to do this. And our love for you. See that you also excel in this act of grace. Yung act of grace na yon is the act of giving. And that's what he was encouraging them. And that's what this whole series is about. As you can build your relationship with Christ, receive the fullness that we have in Him, you can live a pure life because of His grace. You can be productive and fruitful in your job. That's because of God's grace. And now, since we've learned that, let's be generous. And allow the grace of God to move in our lives. You all know Pastor Tito. Are you familiar with Pastor Tito, our pastoral services pastor? You know, last year, before he turned 50 years old, he had a dream. He had a dream that somehow he would be able to buy a house. And his wife, who's an accountant, They computed their money and everything and all their resources. And sabi na, alam mo, talagang, it's just not possible. Pastor Tito looked at it and it's impossible. Okay? We can't buy that house. And so his wife had an idea. Sabi niya, you know what? If we want to be blessed, we have to sow. We have to be a blessing. And so they decided a certain amount. Yun na nga, they're going to buy a house, but they said, we want to sow and be a blessing. They I think, gave away their car. They had given some money to some other people. And miraculously, by the grace of God, was it last year? Yeah, tama. Last year, sabi niya, nag-preach siya kanina umaga. Sabi niya, November 1, they moved into their house. They were able to buy their house. And his dream, sabi niya, wow. I mean, this is amazing. But now that I've been able to buy the house, they got a loan and sabi niya, all my money will just go towards the loan. Hindi na ako makaka abroad, hindi na ako makaka, wala na. But because they acted and became a blessing, blessings started coming in. Not only the house, somebody bought them a ticket to go to Hong Kong. And the lifelong dream of Pastor Tito and his son was to hug Mickey Mouse. And this year, when was it that they went? Do you remember? Sometime in March, he was able to fulfill his lifelong dream. Not only the house, they were able to travel with his son. And there he was, hugging Mickey Mouse. And this guy is a busy man. He, marami siya, sabi niya, ang trabaho kasi niya is siya yung house blessing, siya yung mga child dedication, siya yung mga nagmi-minister pag sa patay. So tawag niya, yung mga gig ko sa Araneta. Okay, so yung gig niya sa Araneta, he's a very busy man. But, you know, his busyness doesn't prevent him from being a blessing to others, even coaching this guy. He's found time to coach him in The Voice. And when you get home tonight at 8 o'clock, don't forget to vote. 30 votes per sim. Okay. Let it sink in. Actually, what I'm thinking about is Isa, who lost last week. She's our niece, by the way. Because you didn't vote. No, I'm just kidding. And you know what? She was going to sing in the finals. You want to find out? What we sang earlier, Amazing Grace. Sayang, okay lang. God has a greater plan for her. Let's get away from that. Jesus is our ultimate example. As Pastor Tito is a blessing to us, and he's an example that when you sow, you're going to reap. You know, the sowing and reaping, sometimes we confuse that. Minsan nagiging, it's a mistake. Na people are sowing because of what they're going to receive. The principle works, but check your motive while you're giving. Is it to receive something or because you realize what God has done for you and you freely give? Whether you receive something back or not, you're still going to give. And Jesus, the ultimate example of this. In verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he was in heaven, comfortable, streets of gold, yet for your sake and mine, he became poor. He became like a man. He became man, that you, by his poverty, might become rich. We who don't deserve anything, we that are sinful in our nature, Jesus came for us, gave of himself, so that we who are poor can become rich and to be with him forever in heaven. I don't know that, you know, any blessing that you can think of, there's nothing greater than the blessing that we receive from Christ. Not just here on this world, but for eternity, we're going to be with him. The promise is we're going to be seated with him in the heavenly realms, and we're going to be with him in heaven forever. He said to his disciples, I am preparing a room for you in my house. Can you imagine what that house could be like? You can think of the greatest, biggest, beautiful mansion that you can ever think of. That will spare nothing compared to what we have in Christ. God's grace will lead us to extravagant generosity. And that's what I want for all of us to be able to experience. My challenge for all of us today as we end, okay, think about how you can be a blessing to somebody else. Think about it. I mean, I'm saying this, I'm exempted. The pastors, I'm going to speak for our pastors, we're exempted from that, please. We're not saying this because, ay, ako nagsasabi si pastor, nagpapadinig. Hindi, I'm not saying that. I'm blessed. I'm able to eat well, okay? So don't worry about that. Pastor Dennis, same thing. Pastor Larry, we're blessed, okay? We're blessed by the church. That's fine. But think of how you can be a blessing to somebody else. Maybe the person that you want to be sitting next to you here in this church. Maybe it could be a boss. Maybe it's a classmate. Maybe it's your worst enemy. But you being a blessing to them, they're going to see something. There's something different. Binago na to ni Lord. I want to have what you have. And that's my challenge for everyone. That allow the grace of God to move you to extravagant generosity. Let's all stand up and pray. Last verse I want to share. When we act and step out this way, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. This is the challenge for all of us. That as we step out, that's a little challenge, it's us stepping out, God will pour out His blessings to you that you can't imagine what you're going to do with it. So as we end, come on up. I want us to sing this song again. Think about the amazing grace that God has poured out in our lives. And as we receive that grace, I pray that God will speak to you. This is all, iba naman tayo eh. We're all in different positions. But whatever God will speak to you, my prayer is that God will challenge you to the point that you can truly be a blessing and give with the right motives and the right heart. This is only made possible by His amazing grace. Let's sing the song again.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
That's our prayer. We realize the amazing thing that you've done in our lives, your grace that can truly change us. On our own, we know, Lord, that we cannot do it. But because of your grace, all things are possible. And I pray, Lord, that you will speak to us this week. Give us opportunities for us to be a blessing to somebody else. Not that we're expecting something in return, but that's just the joy of being a blessing and being used by you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you need prayers, our pastors and leaders will be here. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.